To talk about the recent developments in the domain name space. Michelle has been on the communication side of the new GTLD since the beginning, and she knows all the developments from that angle, how to explain. She's one of the best experts to explain things in a simplified manner for such a complicated subject in a lot of ways, because it had such a long phase of development over the years, and things changed as it was developed, the final applicant guidebook and the process we have now. So I'll leave it to Michelle to go through the whole details now. Thank you.
Hello. So I'm going to talk... It's a pretty high-level presentation. I'm going to talk about the recent developments in the domain name space, which include internationalized domain names and new generic top-level domains. So we'll do an overview of domain names. You guys may already know a lot of this, but maybe it'll be a refresher. Look at IDNs, then we'll talk about new GTLDs, and then where you can go to get more information. So first of all, let's look at the internet as an evolving ecosystem from where we started. It all started in 1969 and email in 1972. So the internet is really new, only about 43 years old. And it started with the U.S. Department of Defense, just a small little thing with a few computers talking to each other. Well, by 1991, we have the World Wide Web. In the 1990s... that's when wireless connectivity started coming on search engines like Yahoo and Google. Yahoo was founded in 1995, Google 1998. It's when people first started sharing music and images and videos with each other. Social networking just started. It's social networking, you know, used to just be chat rooms and maybe connecting people via emails. But then, in the 2000s, social media totally took off. You have Facebook and MySpace and LinkedIn and tons of different social media things. Different applications started coming on. Mobile internet, you can't go anywhere practically without having access to the internet, literally in the palm of your hand with your smartphone. Applications like Skype with voice over IP. So now we're in 2012, so what's next? Well, we think that IDNs and new GTLDs are a big part of what's coming next in the evolution of the internet. Let's look at the anatomy of a domain name. We'll take this domain name and break it out into its parts. Meetings would be the third level of this domain name. ICANN would be the second level, and .org would be the first or the top level. When we talk about new GTLDs or IDN CCTLDs, we're talking about the first or the top level of the domain name. Okay, now we are at ICANN, and so if you haven't noticed already, you will by the end of the week that we love our acronyms. We speak in acronyms. It's our own language. So let's define some before we go much further. GTLD stands for generic top-level domain. It's also referred to as extension, label, string, or suffix. We typically refer to it as all the applied for strings in the new GTLD program. We typically refer to it as a string. And it's a series of characters that make up part of your internet address. And it's typically the last part of the address to the right of the last dot, unless, of course, we're talking about the Arabic language, then it would be the other way. CCTLDs are country code top-level domains. These are always two characters. Examples are .ca for Canada, .cr for Costa Rica, .br for Brazil. And IDN stands for internationalized domain names. IDNs are domain names that are represented by local language characters or letter equivalents. So, for instance, .cn for China would be represented in Chinese characters. This is a really high-level look at the root zone. So the root is made up of GTLDs, and it's made up of CCTLDs. There are currently about 22 GTLDs in the root zone right now. and with the new GTLD program, we are about to see a whole lot more. You'll see things like .cities or .brandname or .community. So we'll talk a little bit more about GTLDs in a little bit. And then you have the ID and CC, or you have the CCTLDs. There are currently about 280 CCTLDs. And we've already began to see a change in the landscape of CCTLDs in the root zone with the fast track process. And we'll talk a little bit more about that in a future slide, but you're starting to see CCTLDs in local language scripts, and some examples are right there. Let's talk about internationalized domain names. What are they? Their IDNs are domain names represented by local language characters, and those are some examples of some right there. So why is this important? Well, this is huge. The introduction of IDN CCTLDs allowed us to go from this domain name right here, where you can see the TLD in this domain name is still in Latin-based characters, you know, ASCII characters. So with the introduction of the IDN CCTLD fast track process, it allowed us to go from that domain name to this. So now the entire domain name is in local language characters. And this is huge. So it really goes a long way to make the internet way more inclusive. So if I'm typing in a domain name in Chinese characters, I don't have to switch to Latin-based characters to finish out the domain name. When did they start? In November of 2009, the IDN Fast Track process launched. And just 6 months later, in May of 2010, were the first IDN CCTLDs were delegated to the root. The first ones came from the United Arab Emirates, Egypt, Saudi Arabia, and Russia. Some quick stats about IDNs. There are currently 33 IDN CCTLDs in the root zone, and of those 33, they represent 13 different scripts and 16 different languages. There are 7 more IDN CCTLDs that are approved and ready to be delegated, and if you combine those with the 33, then they will represent 14 different scripts in 20 different languages. This is an interesting graphic that just shows all of the different CCTLDs. Now, it's important to note that not all of these have been delegated. But they have all successfully completed the string evaluation stage. And some are in delegation, some are pending delegation, but I thought this was a pretty cool graphic. Okay, new GTLDs. What is the program? It's an initiative that's going to enable the introduction of unlimited generic top-level domain names in both ASCII, which are the Latin-based characters, and IDN characters into the domain name space. When ICANN was founded, there were already a handful of GTLDs in existence, like .com, .edu, .gov, to name a few. In the year 2000 and 2004, we introduced 2 additional trial rounds to introduce more GTLDs into the root zone. Those 2 rounds were limited to the number of TLDs we were going to delegate. But out of those 2 rounds, we got things like .info, .jobs, .mobi, .museum, .travel. So why are we doing this? Why expand the top level? Well, one reason is to increase choice and competition in the domain name space. Excuse me. That's one of the reasons why ICANN was formed, was to increase choice and competition. So that's one reason. Another reason is to create a platform for innovation. By introducing new GTLDs, we could see companies can use new GTLDs as a new way of branding or marketing, or communities can use them as new ways to bring together their specific community. You can't predict innovation, so we don't know specifically how every applied for string, if they get approved, will be used. So it's interesting times ahead. And then I think most importantly, a reason why we're doing this is to incorporate additional character sets, the IDN characters at the top level. With the fast track process, that only allowed CCTLDs to be delegated in IDN characters, but now the new GTLD program, anybody can apply, any organization could apply for any word in their local language characters. Some quick stats about new GTLDs. We posted all of the applied for strings on June 13th of this year, and there were 1,930 applications that we received. 116 of those were for IDNs, 84 were for community-based strings, and what that means is that the TLD operator is saying that they're going to operate their TLD for the benefit of a clearly delineated community. Then there were 66 applications for geographic names, so for things like .nyc for New York or .paris. 230 strings with more than one applicant. So the top string names that people applied for were names like .app, .home, .inc, and .art. We received 3 financial support applications. I know Carla talked a little bit about the applicant support program, and we only received 3 applications from that. But we also have posted on the new GTLD website a list of, if you're an applicant and you're looking for support, you can submit your name and we'll put it on the site. Likewise, if you're an organization and you want to offer support, you can submit that and we will put that on our site. So people can go to our website and people wanting support can contact the organizations that will offer it, and the ones offering support can contact those that are seeking it. So we try and facilitate some hookup between those people. Since we've posted the strings, we've had 7 withdrawals. There have been 0 objections filed so far. And application comments submitted by the September 26th deadline for application comments was 6,687. Now, the application comment forum is still open right now. So if you have a comment on an application, you can still go there and put your comment in, and it will remain on the site for people to review. September 26th deadline did was guarantee that those applications submitted by the 26th of September would be forwarded to the relevant evaluation panel. But the comments are still there. They're going to remain there for review by the dispute resolution service providers should an objection be filed, and by the independent objector. This is a graphic that just shows the applications by subsets. So you can see that one application was all 3, a community, geographic, and IDN application. Or there were 6 geographic IDN applications. And then this shows a breakdown of the applications we received by region. Africa, there were 17, Asia Pacific, 303, Europe, 675, Latin America, 24, North America, 911. Okay, so what's coming next in the program? Well, in November is when GAC early warnings are going to go out. Now, what that is any member of ICANN's Governmental Advisory Committee can issue an early warning on any application that they see to be potentially sensitive or problematic by one or more governments. An applicant can respond to that by either withdrawing their application, they can correspond with the relevant parties to discuss the early warning to understand what the issues are there, or they can do nothing and continue with their application. Now, if an applicant receives an early warning on their application, they should really take it seriously because it raises the likelihood that they may then get GAC advice on their application. And then for 2013, 2015, January 12th is when the objection period ends. The objection period opened when we posted all the strings on the 13th of June, and right now it is set to end on January 12th. We did just post some documents for public comment right before the meeting, and there is a possibility that the objection period will get extended to March 13th. And then GAC advice is due in April. What that is that, you know, the GAC will consider the individual GAC representatives' concerns about particular applications and then agree on consensus advice to forward to the board on particular applications. And then the second half of Q2 is when we can see the first new GTLD delegations to the route. So where do you go if you want more information? Go to the new GTLD website. That's a great place to start. You can view all the applied for strings there. You can comment on an application. You can provide feedback on the overall program. So if you have constructive criticism about the program as a whole, you know, go to the website and put it in the feedback forum. You can learn about the objection process, and then you can learn more about IDNs under the About tab there. If you have a specific question and you search the site and you can't find the answer, then send us an email. Send an email to newgtld@icann.org. This will go to our customer service center, and they will get right back to you. And then we are also on Twitter and Facebook. There are a lot of sessions this week on new GTLDs. So I'm just going to go over a few fairly quickly. The one's for tomorrow. One is an update for applicants. But even if you're not an applicant, I'm sure it'll be interesting because we'll talk about application comments. We're going to talk about the clarifying questions pilot, which is getting a little into the weeds. If you're an applicant, you know what that is. Applicant support. Customer service, we'll talk about communications, we'll talk about where the applications are in the evaluation process right now. There's a new TLD applicant group session. There's an at-large new GTLD working group meeting. There's a working session on Sunrise and claims implementation. This is part of the trademark clearinghouse, an important rights protection mechanism in the program. And then on Wednesday, there's another trademark clearinghouse implementation session. There's a session on universal acceptance of all TLDs. I saw that Carla mentioned that in her last presentation. One on batching and metering of new GTLD applications, and then one on what journalists think. And then for Thursday, there's an IDN variant program update and then a session on uniform rapid suspension. And that is all. Questions?
Any questions for Michelle? No? No? Very quick and
feel effective. Free to grab me at any time if you see me walking in the hall or after the session. Happy to talk with you, answer any questions that you might have.
All right, and maybe they can do that now because we have a 10-minute buffer between the finishing time, which is now, of this presentation to the next one, contractual compliance. The compliance team is not here yet. I hope to have them in 10 minutes. So either stay in the room, have a chat with Michelle, or continue grabbing a coffee and be back in 10 minutes. Strictly 10 minutes, though, because after that, that's the last one. Bear with us. Then we finish the day, and hopefully we can all enjoy our evening. Thank you.